It's time for Craig Wilson. And we've been saving this one for a while. And we've not done Craig. We've not done him in a long time.
It's been quite a while since we've done him.
Do it today. Since today's column in USA Today is about Willie Nelson and Farm Aid. There's nothing funny about that. Let me give you a little background on this. Craig Wilson writes a column in USA Today. And we read them. Mm-hmm. We used to read them every single Wednesday.
But sometimes he'd disappoint us.
Until we finally got his attention. When once we got his attention and he wrote about us in the newspaper, we backed off. Now we only read them when they're good. From July 19th, 2006. USA Today, The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
It's only fitting to go toe-to-toe with fashion.
As with most men my age, my closet is filled with comfortable, if somewhat predictable, clothing. Khaki pants, Oxford cloth shirts, blue blazers, and ripped ties.
I was quite happy with my stuck-in-a-rut uniform until I went to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, boy.
Of course, Craig.
Little did I realize I was that much of a loser in the world of Lauren and Lagerfeld.
The movie's filled with people who slave away in an industry in which it's not only important, but imperative that you wear whatever is hippest at that very moment. And that means that very moment. Last year's offerings, let alone last generation's, will not do.
Be hip or be invisible.
I realized this the other night when a young friend came over to our garden. Hold on.
Wow.
You know, this is really in the newspaper.
I know.
I mean, it's on the front page of USA Today.
The family paper.
I realized this the other night when a young friend came over to our garden to sip some lemonade.
Oh, boy. So that's what they're calling it. Yeah,
you win. You win this
I'm
one.
Sorry.
You win this
Didn't
one.
Didn't plan it out, Mike.
I know.
Milk, lemonade. Around the corner, fudge is made. I realized this the other night when a young friend came over to our garden to sip some lemonade and feign boredom while her parents jabbered away. Oh, it's a her. Oh,
okay. Darn it. That ruins it.
Actually, I suspect the boredom was real, not feigned.
Cammy was wearing a turquoise sundress that played perfectly off her blue eyes and blonde hair. But what really completed the 11-year-old's outfit,
okay, yeah,
weird, were a pair of turquoise Crocs.
Crocs? For those of you who still think Sperry Topsiders are the summer shoe of choice, are the funky footwear favorite these days, not only by fashionists such as Cammy. I get that name right, Cammy?
Yes.
But also by surgeons, nurses, gardeners, sailors, and chefs. They're men of resin, and they mold to the wearer's feet, and they repel odor and moisture.
They're perhaps the ugliest shoes you'll ever see, and that, of course, is their charm. My friend Liz, one of the dog people down at the park, doesn't know how she lived before Crocs came into her life.
And perhaps the best part of it all, they come in more than a dozen colors. Think Easter. Yellow, pink, and yes, Cammy's turquoise.
I love this column. New York celebrity chef and restaurateur Mario Batali told Departure magazine this month that he owns 30 pairs, all in orange. He confessed that he washes them in his dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen that guy?
Yeah, oh, God.
And then he puts them on while they're still warm, which brings new meaning to both wash and wear and hot foot.
You won't be surprised to learn I don't own any Crocs. I'm sure they're not me. A tad too trendy, I suspect.
Not that I don't try to keep a toe in the fashion world.
And a madcap.
Madcap?
You have those.
Wow.
had a madcap moment this summer. I bought a pair of red Jack Prothel Converse sneakers, mainly because they spoke to me at the store.
Sneakers rarely speak to me, so I listen.
Hey, faggot.
Oh, God.
How'd you like to try a pair of real basketball shoes on?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sneakers speak to me.
I think they're what designers might call retro. A piece of clothing that reminds you of the good old days. I know perfectly well that it was my childhood calling to be. So be it. I couldn't be happier with my purchase.
But what amuses me the most, boy, about them is the reaction they elicit. My editor looked down at my feet the other day and never said another word.
She didn't have to.
Other comments have ranged from love 'em, love 'em, love 'em, to
And Cammy of the turquoise Crocs, she declared them cool.
Maybe there's hope for me yet.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
Thanks, Gregory.
You Crocs. See, Mike, sometimes you have to wait a couple of weeks.
I understand.
For him to deliver the goods.
Wearing his Jack Purcell Converse sneakers, but that's not nearly as good as the one you got.
I realized the other night when a young friend came over to our garden to sip some lemonade. And I think we all know. Cammy's a boy. We all know that. His name is George.
Yes, he's probably 22.
Call him Curious George.
Yes, come on over, Cammy. Nice Crocs.
Before you know it, some night, poor Craig's going to be there tied up with saran wrap.
Right.
And or he'll be tied up and...
No, you tie him up with saran wrap.
Tie him with saran wrap and kill his dog.
That's what's in the manual.
But you know what spoke to me
in
that
column? That's what happened to Homo Joe.
Mario Batali. I've seen that guy.
Is that the guy with the red ponytail?
That's the red ponytail, the super fat guy. I'd love to know that he washes his shoes in the dishwashers.
Gross beyond gross.
That is totally gross.
He's the guy who would really have to use the wiping stick.
He would use the wiping rod.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
And you know, before you put some dishes in the dishwasher, you have to scrape them?
Yeah.
I think might be with his shoes.
That's right.
This plate tastes like foot. Ew. Mario, of all the guys, too. Of course he wears Crocs.
Jack.
With his chubby little freckled feet.
That's Craig. That's Craig's wife's name is Jack, right?
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Yes, Don, that's his wife's name.
Jack, good news. There's another youngster at the door who wants to come in the garden to sip lemonade.
Oh, it's a lemonade party.
Oh, boy.
Lemonade and fudge party.
Midnight at a garden of good and evil.
I'll be good.
It's Craig Wilson. Tell me something, Johnny. Have you ever seen this movie? It features Kevin Spacey. He has a very interesting role.
He certainly does.
Tell me
something. I love the scene where he's pumping iron.
Oh, now you're talking about American Beauty.
Yes, of course.
His whole body of work is beautiful. His whole body's beautiful.
Oh, yes. Kevin Spacey. Not enough of him in cinema today.
Let me show you a musical sequence from Beyond the Sea.
Do it, boy.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, you've got some news, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Is it good news?
I think so.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.